So where are we going, Bowman?
Start with Mad Libs. Who's going first? Giddens, like always?
Yeah, I can't imagine going second.
He gets to go first because he's got that big old bowl of big old trough of Brunswick stew in front of him.
That's pretty good.
All right.
Let's start with an adjective.
Tasty.
This is when Dave would give me squeezed as an adjective.
Squeezed.
Noun.
Brunswick stew.
Body part.
Tongue.
I was going to say nipple.
Room in a building.
No doubt. A bathroom.
The kitchen.
A toilet.
The attic.
Celebrity name.
Go ahead and say it.
Taylor Swift.
Oh my.
I'll just write Antichrist. Food.
Why does he
Arby's own? Steak nuggets.
Verb ending in ED.
Squeezing.
Mean squeezed?
He said ending in ED.
I was answering like you.
Oh my God.
A spooky creature.
Go ahead and say it. McCurley in the morning. Go ahead and say it. You want to.
Muck.
Okay. Go ahead.
Hold on. A spooky creature. Spooky creature. Let's go with...
This is a 30-minute
show. Spooky the cat.
Oh, God.
That's a spooky creature.
Piece of furniture.
Armchair.
And last but not least, a coworker's name.
David McCurley.
All right, your story is Night at the Haunted Radio Station.
This radio station's haunted day and night, brother.
It was a tasty night at the radio station when Giddens heard a Brunswick stew fall in the hallway.
Lap it up.
Lapping it up, baby.
Giddens grabbed his tongue and tiptoed past the attic, only to find Taylor Swift sitting in the studio.
Whoa!
Eating Arby's steak nuggets.
There you go. He's got the boom.
Suddenly, the light squeezed and a Spooky the Cat appeared behind the armchair. Giddens screamed so loudly that even David McCurley could hear him across town.
Well, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
As I hear him most of the time when he's on the toilet.
Hard to miss him.
Yeah.
Squeezed,
yeah. He's wincing.
Let's start with yours, David.
All right.
Begin with a name.
A name. How about... what's his name? Yellowwood. What's his name?
Jimmy Rain.
Thank you. Okay, he's right on the tip of my tongue. Couldn't think of it.
Be like Gins and grab your tongue.
Yeah.
No, I'm not doing that. I'll let somebody else do that.
Color.
Purple.
Food item
is going to be quesadillas.
A liquid. And not plumber.
How about...
Gas.
A liquid, yeah, that could be a liquid, surely. How about chocolate milk?
Music genre.
Country.
Animal.
How about a fox?
Verb ending in ing.
Eating.
Object.
A boomerang.
Squeezer.
And a city.
A city?
Yes.
Denver.
All right, your story is interview with a DJ.
Wow.
Interview with yourself.
Yeah.
David walked into the studio for his interview with Jimmy Rain, not realizing he was an actual vampire.
That sounds very true.
That is very true.
He wore purple sunglasses and smelled faintly of quesadillas.
That's probably true, yeah. too.
As soon as David sat down, he offered him a glass of chocolate milk and asked about his favorite country song.
What is Jimmy Rain's favorite country song?
It would be I Got Friends in Low Places. Yeah.
When the clock struck midnight, he turned into a fox and started eating.
Jimmy did, or
yeah, Jimmy did.
That sounds pretty true.
David screamed, grabbed a boomerang, and ran all the way to Denver.
That's a long. That's a long run.
It is a long run.
Whew, took me 3.5 hours to fly there.
Better get started now.
What are you gonna do with that boomerang?
I'm gonna throw it, Bubba. It's gonna be like the boomerang is the best. You know why? It's kind of like throwing a football pass, and you never throw an interception because it comes right back to you.
Yeah,